turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold-sunny king of the SEO show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into a really interesting stack of sources, all focused on hyper-local digital strategy. And we're applying it to a place I know pretty well, actually, Jonestown, Texas.
Ah, Jonestown out on Lake Travis. Yeah, beautiful spot.
Exactly. The sources paint a picture, call it a hidden gem on the North Shore. It's home to, you know, lots of local contractors, artisans, folks running wellness businesses, service providers.
The kind of businesses that really rely on that local reputation, that community feel.
Totally. But here's the tension, right? That's what we're unpacking today.
Yeah.
Even these really personal local brands, they're operating in what the sources call a digital first world.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth isn't quite enough anymore.
Right. So getting found online is critical. Our mission is to look at the specific strategies, the technical stuff, the content side, that helps businesses like those in Jonestown actually connect with customers online. We're focusing on one provider mentioned heavily in the material, Austin Code Monkey, and how they approach it.
And what jumps out right away, looking at this material, is that Jonestown's charm actually makes it more competitive locally. It's desirable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you need more than just basic online presence. These sources show a mix of foundational local SEO combined with some pretty advanced AI-focused techniques. It's quite detailed.
Okay, let's start there then with that foundation. Why wouldn't, say, a national SEO campaign work for a Jonestown plumber or a little boutique shop out there? Why does it have to be local?
Well, it really boils down to intent, customer intent. It's local and it's often immediate.
Meaning
someone searching for a big national brand might just be browsing, getting info. But if you search for like Jonestown TX electrician or maybe roof repair near Lake Travis,
you need someone now.
Exactly. High intent to buy or at least get a quote right then. They don't care about a company in Dallas or Houston. They need someone there. So local businesses have got to win those specific geo-targeted searches. That's where the valuable customers are.
Okay. And the sources did a good job, I thought, of linking that idea to actual results. They listed five core benefits for businesses focusing on local, like in Jonestown. Let's maybe walk through those so you listening can see what that means practically.
Yeah, good idea. The first one is kind of the baseline. You absolutely have to show up high in those near me searches.
The ones people type into their phones.
Right. And critically, that means being prominent in the Google Maps results, the map pack. For any local service business, especially that map listing, it's basically the new yellow pages. If you're not visible there, you're missing out big time.
Okay, so discoverability number one. What's the second?
It's about the right kind of traffic. The second benefit is driving organic traffic, not just from Jonestown itself, but from nearby areas too. Think Cedar Park, Lago Vista.
Maybe even folks from Austin with lake houses.
Precisely. These aren't just random website hits. They're potential customers from the region who are likely to actually use your service. High value traffic.
Makes sense. Number three.
Number three is all about trust. Using online reviews and something called local citations.
Citations? Like mentions of the business online.
Yeah, basically. It's having your business name, address, and phone number in app. We call it listed consistently across lots of online directories. Think Yelp, Angie's List, industry-specific sites. That consistency tells Google you're legitimate.
And the reviews build trust with the actual humans looking.
Absolutely. That's the social proof. People trust what other locals say.
Okay, so visibility, relevant traffic, trust. What are the last two benefits?
They tie into how people search now. Number four is optimizing for mobile and voice search.
Because people are searching on the go.
Exactly. Maybe they're driving around Jonestown, or they just finished boating and need something. They pull out their phone, or maybe they just ask Siri or Google Assistant.
Find me a coffee shop near here.
Right. And your local strategy needs to make sure your coffee shop or your plumbing service or whatever it is pops up instantly in those voice results too.
And that leads directly to the fifth benefit, which is the bottom line, really.
It is. Increasing the actual calls, the online bookings, the people physically walking into your store or office. It's about turning that digital visibility into real-world business. Measurable results.
So if those are the goals, the outcomes, What's the actual work involved? What does Austin Code Monkey, according to these sources, do as the foundation?
It really starts with the Google business profile, your GMB listing. That's ground zero for local search.
The thing that shows up with the map and reviews.
That's the one. It needs to be completely filled out, accurate hours, detailed services, good photos, Q&A section, regular updates or posts. Then comes the sometimes tedious work of building those local citations we mentioned.
Making sure the NAP is consistent everywhere.
Everywhere that matters, yeah. And the third piece is creating geo-targeted content.
Which isn't just stuffing Jonestown into every sentence, I assume.
Definitely not. It means creating genuinely useful content that speaks to the local audience's needs. Maybe it's a blog post about, I don't know, choosing drought-resistant plants for Jonestown yards if you're a landscaper.
Or navigating boat slip rentals on Lake Travis if you're a marina.
Perfect. Content that signals relevance to both the users and the search engines for that specific location.
Okay, that all sounds like solid, understandable local SEO. But here's where the source material got, frankly, pretty interesting and a bit technical. It introduces a concept they really push as vital for the future: LLM seeding and AI optimization.
Right. This is where it gets, well, advanced.
Can you break that down for us? What is LLM seeding? It's described as a proprietary strategy they use.
Okay, so LLM stands for Large Language Model. Basically, the tech behind AI tools like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, you know, the conversational AI systems.
Ones everyone's talking about.
Exactly. And they're changing how people find information. We're moving away from just typing short keywords into Google.
Towards asking more natural, conversational questions.
Precisely. LLM seeding, as described here, is about structuring your website's content, technically and semantically, so these AI models can easily understand it, process it, and importantly, use it to answer those conversational questions.
So it's not just the words, but how the information is laid out, structured.
Yes, structure is key. Think headings, lists, using specific code called schema markup, clear paragraphs that answer potential questions directly. It's preparing your content to be digestible by an AI.
Can you give us an example? How does this change things for, say, a local contractor in Jonestown?
Sure. Okay, traditional SEO might focus hard on ranking for best plumber Jonestown, short phrase.
Right.
LLM seeding prepares for a query like, my water heater is leaking in my Jonestown house. I need someone reliable, available today, and who handles emergency repairs. Who should I call?
Much more complex, conversational.
Totally. So the LLM seeded website would have clearly structured sections, maybe using schema markup that explicitly state emergency repairs available, list service area, Jonestown, maybe highlight 247 contact. The AI can then parse that structured data and confidently recommend that plumber because the information is unambiguous.
Ah, I see. You're optimizing for the answer the AI needs to construct, not just the keyword someone might type.
You've got it. It's optimizing for narrative context, for the flow of a conversation.
Then why does this matter now? Is this already happening?
It's happening fast. AI summaries are already appearing in search results. If these AI tools are becoming the new way people get answers, you need your business's information to be the basis for those answers.
If your site isn't structured for AI to understand, you could get overlooked even if your old SEO was good.
That's the risk, yeah. This LLM seeding strategy, according to the sources, is about future-proofing your visibility, making sure you show up in these emerging AI-powered search experiences.
It definitely sounds like they're thinking ahead, which maybe explains another point. The sources emphasize this idea of being a full-stack digital partner, not just an SEO shop.
Mm-hmm.
For a small local business, though, full-stack can sound overwhelming, maybe expensive. Why do they argue for offering such a broad range of services?
The justification seems to be about integration and avoiding disconnects. Well, think about it. If you hire one person to build a cheap website, but it looks nice, but maybe it's slow, or the code is messy,
then the SEO person you hire later has a much harder job.
Exactly. The best SEO strategy can be crippled by a poor technical foundation. So being full stack, the argument goes, ensures everything works together. That's why they talk about doing deep technical SEO audits first.
Looking beyond just keywords.
Way beyond. Checking site speed, how well it works on phones. Can Google even crawl and understand all the pages? And critically, implementing that schema markup we talked about.
Okay, schema markup again? You said it's code.
Yeah, it's like adding little invisible labels to your website content. This is the phone number, this is business address, this is the star rating, this is the specific service description.
So the search engines and the AIs don't have to guess what the information means.
Precisely. It provides explicit context. Good schema is absolutely fundamental for making content AI ready. feeding directly into that LLM seeding approach.
So technical health, schema, content structure, they're all linked. And if a client's current site can't handle that complexity,
that's where their web design services come in. The sources mentioned building elegant, responsive websites designed not just to look good, but to convert visitors and, crucially, to be technically sound for all this advanced optimization work.
Makes sense. Build the right foundation. And then there's the social media piece mentioned in the docs. That's part of the stack, too.
Right. The third pillar they seem to offer. Handling content calendars, ad campaigns on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. X the usual suspects.
But presumably tied into the overall strategy.
That's the key point in the sources. It's not social media in a silo. It's designed to support the SEO goals, drive local traffic back to the optimized website, and reinforce the same brand messaging. It's all interconnected.
Beyond those big three, SEO, AI, technical web design, and SocialNet, I noticed the FAQ section listed a whole bunch of other things too, almost like an a la carte menu for branding.
Yeah, it rounds out that full stack idea, things like graphic design, creating logos.
Essential for a consistent look.
Right, and even physical marketing materials, menus, signs, business cards, ensuring the real world presence matches the digital one. Plus, basics like web hosting, and then circling back to the advanced stuff, offering specific AI consulting and help with generative content. It really aims to cover all the bases for how a local business presents itself.
Okay, that's a lot of services, a lot of moving parts. Complexity can sometimes lead to, you know, things getting lost or unfocused. How do the sources say Austin CodeMonkey actually manages this? Is there a clear process for clients?
Yes, they lay out a pretty clear five-step process. It seems designed to bring structure and ensure everyone's on the same page, aiming for those measurable results we talked about earlier.
Okay, what are the steps?
Step one is the discovery call. Pretty standard, but sounds like they really dig in here, learning about the specific business, its goals, who the target audience really is within that Jonestown market.
Getting the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Then what?
Step two is that crucial SEO audit. The deep dive into the current website's performance, its technical health, and importantly, how it stacks up against direct competitors in local search results right now.
Finding the starting point and the challenges.
Exactly. Then step three is strategy development. Based on that audit and the discovery call, they build a custom roadmap. The sources emphasize it's not a cookie cutter plan. It's tailored to that business's specific market and competition.
Makes sense. Step four must be putting the plan into action.
Yep. Step four is implementation. This is where the team does the work, optimizing the website structure, creating that AI-ready content, fixing technical issues, implementing schema markup, building citations, all that hands-on stuff.
Heavy lifting. And the final step.
Step five is reporting and refinement. Tracking the key metrics, rankings, traffic, calls, leads, sharing those results transparently, and then using that data to tweak the strategy ongoing. What's working best? Where can we double down? It's about continuous improvement.
That process sounds logical. It connects all those different services back to achieving tangible goals. And just for anyone listening in the Jonestown or Lake Travis area who might be interested, the source material did provide the contact info.
All right.
The phone number listed is 737-932-7532. And office hours were mentioned as Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So 737-932-7532.
Good to have those practical details.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here when you boil it all down?
I think the main point is that even for really charming community-focused local businesses like those in Jonestown, just being good at what you do isn't enough anymore to cut through the digital noise.
You need sophistication online.
You do. It requires solid foundational local SEO, absolutely, but also embracing these newer, more advanced strategies, especially around AI optimization and preparing for conversational search. That seems to be the key message from these sources.
Okay, that leaves us with our final thought for you, the listener, to mull over.
Right. So connecting this specific strategy back to the bigger picture, It really prompts a question, doesn't it? If these conversational AI models are becoming the new front door to information, the new search engine in many ways.
How should you adapt?
Exactly. How can you, starting this week maybe, begin thinking differently about structuring the information you create, not just stuffing keywords, but thinking about clear answers, narrative context, identifiable data points. How can you make your expertise easily extractable by an AI?
Because optimizing for the conversation.
That seems to be the future of getting found. Something to think about.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Oh, Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.